Chapter 6. Lou and Trina make a plan. I decided to leave my job at the end of the day. While Will was watching television with his father, I found a sheet of paper and wrote a letter to Mrs. Trainer, which I left in her kitchen. Then I left without saying goodbye. When I got home, Mrs. Trainer's expensive car was already waiting outside my house. "Can we talk?" she said through the car window. "Please, just for 5 minutes." So I got into the car. "I thought you and Will were friends," she said. "What's the problem? Is it the money?" "I heard you and Georgina talking," I said. "And I don't want to be part of your plan." She was silent for a moment. Then she said, "Please don't leave, Louisa. Will likes you. It will be hard to find another person now. But you're taking him to Dignitas." "No," she said, and shook her head. "I'm trying to stop him from going to Switzerland. I thought you were happy and funny. You weren't like a nurse. And you do make him happy, Louisa. He allowed you to shave him and cut his hair. Please come back. I'll double your money." "I don't want your money," I shouted. "Don't you see? It's all lies. You've lied to me." She swallowed. "I know, and I'm sorry. But think about it over the weekend. Please come back, Louisa. Please come back and help him." I went into the house and went straight to my bedroom. 5 minutes later, Trina appeared at the door. "Was that Mrs. Trainer outside?" she said. "What's happened?" "I've left my job," I said. "And I know Mum and Dad won't be happy, but..." And then I told her about Will and Dignitas. Because I had to tell someone. Trina thought for a bit. Then she suddenly said, "Look, it's easy. The Trainers have a lot of money, don't they? So they have to help you to change Will's mind. At the moment, he's at home all the time, isn't he? So of course he's unhappy. Well, you have to get him out. Take him to music concerts, or to watch football, or to another country. Do things that will make him happy." I looked at my sister, and she looked back at me, and we suddenly both laughed. "Trina," I said. "I know," she joked. "I'm very, very clever." Mr. and Mrs. Trainer looked surprised when I told them my idea on Monday, and Georgina looked angry. "You mean you want to go with him on these adventures?" she said. "I'm sure that you will have a very good time." "Yes, I will go with him," I said. "I don't know what's possible yet, but I want to get him out of the house. Maybe we'll start close to home, and then we can take longer journeys later."
"Well, I think it's a great idea," said Mr. Trainer. "And if you're going back to Australia, Georgina?"
"My new job starts in 2 weeks," Georgina said quickly. "I told you, this is just a visit. I have a life too, you know." "Let's talk about this another time," said Mrs. Trainer.
but she did not look happy with her daughter. Then she turned to me. All right, Louisa. Let's do it. You tell me your plans, and then I'll see how much money you are going to need.
You look happy, said Will, when I came in through the door a week later.
That's because we're going horse racing, I replied.
Horse racing? He said, surprised.
Yes, at Longfield. If we leave now, we can be there for the third race. I have money on Man O'Man. When he wins, I'm buying us lunch.
Nathan laughed when he heard this. Sounds like a great idea, he said.
I wanted it to be a perfect day, but everything quickly went wrong. It started with the car park's wet grass. The chair would not move on it, so Nathan and I had to lift Will over the grass, and we all got dirty. Then it became colder and started to rain. We watched three races, but Will did not want to put any money on the horses. He just watched, silently. Then Man O'Man lost his race. When I turned round, Will's eyes were closed. Are you okay, Will? I said. Do you need something? He lifted his eyes to mine and said nothing. Let's get some lunch, I said to Nathan. But when we got to the restaurant, we did not have the right tickets. This restaurant is for premier tickets only, the woman said. Please let us in, I said. You have empty tables and he needs to be warm.
Louisa, I want to go home, Will said suddenly.
No, I said, and I was nearly crying. Nathan put his hand on my arm. Lou, Will's not hungry, and he wants to go home. We carried Will back across the wet grass, and I drove him home. He was silent as I followed him inside the annex. After Nathan went home, I changed Will's wet shoes and trousers and lit the fire. Then I put on the television. What's wrong? I said finally. He was quiet for a moment, and then he said, I don't like horse racing, Clark. Why didn't you ask me if I like it? I swallowed. I thought that... But you didn't think...
You did what everyone always does. You decided what I wanted to do, and you didn't ask me.
Then he turned his chair away from me and went into his bedroom.